Anyway, so we're here today with Aaron Gain. We are at Roz Talks in Rock Island. And Aaron not only is our district venturing membership chairman, but Aaron also has a huge role in fitness here in the Quad Cities. And going into the new year, we know that everybody's New Year's resolutions are going to be getting out and getting active and losing weight. We thought that Aaron would be a great guest to even talk about some fitness and what we can do in the new year to be healthy and maybe drop that extra couple pounds. So first, Aaron, thank you for coming today.
You're welcome.
Well, hey, the first thing is you are or were a venture as a youth, and yes. It's definitely a program we're trying to grow here in Scott County. So how did you get involved in scouting?
My Girl Scout troop. We were a large Girl Scout troop for the age level that we were at. We were in high school, and we decided we wanted to do some more random things and have more resources. So we joined up with a local Boy Scout troop and made a venturing crew with them. And then, so we did our Girl Scouts and our venturing at the same time so we could do more things. And then it just happened from there.
Well, and that's, I guess you're also, you're the highest award that you can receive in Girl Scouts, right?
Yes.
And what is that? I'm not familiar with that. What's that called?
It's a gold award.
The gold award. So how is that, now that you've had similarities with the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scout world, how is that like similar and different to the Eagle Scout award?
I'm not familiar with the newest program because they just implemented a new requirement system. Mm-hmm. But I think it was less focused on badges as it was the project. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you did have a set of requirements that are all, you have to earn so many badges that are relative to your project and whatever. But the project was the main thing. And, I don't want to belittle anyone. So, I mean, Boy Scout projects that I've heard of, that would never be accepted by the Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
The project is more important than anything.
Well, it doesn't seem like there are that many people that achieve that award in their Girl Scouts. Would that be an accurate statement?
Yes.
That's kind of more of an elite
it
thing.
Is, yeah.
And so what was your project?
Do you have time?
Yeah.
I sought to educate the public of Native American culture. Mm-hmm. And so I teamed up with my father and the Native group that he was growing involvement with, and I put on a powwow and had a bunch of vendors. It was large. It was at LeClaire Park in Davenport, and we had a booth there for. I also did a huge donation, we asked for donations. Mm-hmm. For the poorest of the reservations.
Okay.
Because we did a lot of research, and the reservations are, not well off at all.
Right.
Their unemployment numbers are way lower than even the poorest, cities, and their main source of income is, a casino or, mm-hmm. Something low scale that's not really, effective.
Yeah.
But, so we collected a bunch of donations, and we took two full semi loads up to the three poorest reservations.
Oh wow!
They're all in North Dakota, and so we campaigned for these donations, and then we went out and I went out and held workshops on Native dance and Native crafts and all these different things. I went to Girl Scout lock-ins and Girl Scout troop meetings and taught different random things about Native Americans, and I helped some people earn the Native American Scouting Award.
So this is a big project.
It was huge. Yeah.
No, that's awesome.
And the topping, I guess, of the project was that I personally took the last semi to the last two reservations, and we basically lived off of the generosity of the people mm-hmm. who were receiving them.
Wow.
And so, we had a contact that we they knew a person that we were familiar with, and so we stayed with someone random that we didn't know, like my family and I, and we just traveled and gave out the stuff. Yeah.
Well, and you had been in high school during all this, right? So that's just, I mean, that seems a lot for a person to do, like, when they're our age.
Yeah.
You know, let alone when you're in high school organizing. Right. That's really cool. No, I think it's always interesting to see how, you know, the Girl Scout program works, because I don't have any familiarity with it. You know what I mean? And I know...
Well, and the Girl Scout program also has a bronze and a silver award, which you have to do the exact same thing at maybe a lower level. So, like, maybe a bronze project would be the equivalence of an Eagle Award. It's like you have, there's three steps, and you have to do all of them to actually, you know? Like,
man. So. No, that's awesome. Now, so through your venturing as a youth, you also have gotten to do a lot within scouting, right? So, like, you've been on a camp staff and...
Yes.
And done other... Like, what other trainings have you been a part of?
A lot. Well, I am Leave No Trace. I have the awareness course and the trainer and the master educator for, well, Leave No Trace and then Tread Lightly.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also taught every level of that besides a lot of the Tread stuff so far, because that's just being implemented now. I've taught every level of that to other people.
No, that's really cool. Now, we started talking probably July-ish about you coming on board with the Catan District and helping us grow our venturing program on this side of the river. And the venturing program, for those who don't know, is a co-ed program for youth 14 to 20. Well, by the time, so within those ages, 14 to 20, when you're 21, you graduate out. And venturing is probably the most fertile soil for a growth and program in not only in Catan District, but in the Yellow Council. Because what's cool about venturing is that not only do you have like a high adventure program, which is probably more known, and that's a lot of the venture crews that we have in Catan at this time are more geared towards that. But you can also specialize your venture crews and have, you know, like a church youth group or have a hobby. Or we've talked about having bowling. And so what we've done is we've asked Erin to come on board as part of the membership team. And she's looking at some of the organizations in the area and some of the projects that are going on that we can team up venturing with and maybe grow new crews and also look at new avenues to bring more youth in the program. And so I know that a lot of this is all new, but what are some of the things that we've been looking at to grow venturing and grow our program here in Catan?
Well, as you said, we talked to a bowling alley.
Yeah.
Talked to the Putnam Museum, incorporating their science exhibit that they have right now, and
having like a STEM based crew. I know we just talked with the Writing Center here in Davenport to have a creative writing based crew. A couple months ago, we met with a youth minister at one of our local churches to grow their youth group into a potential crew. And we were looking at other churches to do that. And it just looks like this has been a program that we've desperately needed, you know, here in Scott County. And now we definitely have the fertile ground for it. And Aaron's definitely been helping cultivate some of those relationships and grow those programs. Well, one of the big reasons that I asked Aaron to be on the show today is because going into the new year, a lot of people like to make New Year's resolutions, maybe drop some weight, and they always want to live healthy. And that's something that's right up Aaron's alley. And so, Aaron, what are some of the things that you do in the fitness world?
I am a certified Zumba instructor. I'm also certified in aqua Zumba, so Zumba in the water, and Zumba toning, which is incorporating weights.
So, right away, what is Zumba?
Zumba is a international-based cardio dancing fitness class.
So, what's like, so the big thing I heard there was dancing.
Yes.
So, like, how does one of these classes run?
Well, basically, I would stand up in the front, and then people in the class would be in a group, and they'd watch, and they would mimic what I'm doing.
So it's kind of like a mirror, like...
It depends
on which way you're running the dances, or you're leading the dances.
Yes, correct.
And they're trying to mimic what you're, what you're doing.
Yes.
So then, with... Zumba. What are the other things that you do outside of Zumba?
I'm also getting my certification to be a personal trainer. So right now, because I'm in the training level stages of that, I'm considered a personal coach. So,
So what does that entail, being a personal trainer or a personal coach?
You have to take a huge exam for certification, and then you have to keep updating it every year with courses and other exams to show that you're furthering your education with it. And then taking on clients as like a group fitness or as an individual one-on-one basis.
So if someone is going into the new year with the thought that they want to lose weight and live healthy, what are some of the main tips that you would give not only for them to be able to do that, but for it to be a sustained?
Well, they should come to Zumba.
When are your Zumba?
My Zumba are Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5:30, 6:30, at our facility at Begin Again Fit for Life in Rock Island.
In Rock Island. Mm-hmm. Cool.
But like, why I say that, though, is because it's dancing, and you don't realize that you're working out.
Yeah.
You're just having fun the whole time and just being crazy and random and just trying to keep up. And if you're uncoordinated, that's okay, because you burn more calories that way. So, but yeah, doing something that you don't even find to be an effort.
Right.
And then also eating. Eating is the biggest part about getting healthy.
Right.
Like, if you're not going to eat or attempt to eat better, you might as well not work out. Like, I don't know, you need protein, and people shouldn't be scared of protein because it's not just building muscle, it's helping you carve out all the fats.
Right.
So, yes. And vegetables also are very good all the time.
So what are the things that we should avoid to make it right away, to make a drastic change right away?
Pop.
Okay.
Pop is bad. I would say maybe chocolate.
Yeah.
But, and like any sweets.
So basically, but what they call like empty calories.
Exactly. Beer.
Yeah.
Beer is pure empty calories. But, you know, it's always okay to like have a cheat meal to keep yourself on track, to know that you can keep going. Or maybe like as an incentive in the week, if I can eat clean the whole week, I can have one candy bar on Friday. Or something like that.
Now, something I know that we've talked about, you look at a lot of these, like, fad diets that tell you not to eat carbs. Like, what are your thoughts on carbs then?
Well, you need carbs.
Right.
So, I don't believe in that at all. But it's also good to limit. There are some programs out there, and really it's different for everybody, but there's some programs out there who cut the carbs in the first, like, 2 days as like a cleansing mechanism, but then you need it in the morning. It's good to have it in the morning, and then pair it up with a protein so that it's able to be absorbed together. But yeah.
No, that's good. That's good. So is there any other last tips that you'd have for fitness and health in the new year?
Make it fun. I know I just said that, but...
No, yeah. Well, and I know that in 2014, about mid-year, I tried to make, like, a drastic change, and I realized I wasn't happy with myself and just, you know, not feeling good all the time. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things I did was I took up running, which is still insane to me. Like, I still can't believe this is something I do. Mm-hmm. And really started to watch what I was eating and cut out a lot of just junk, so I'm not sitting down and just, you know, plowing through like a bag of M&Ms or something. Mm-hmm. And I've had great success in this later half of the year, which I plan to continue and even like up as we go into 15 and
that's awesome.
And try and continue doing that. And I know that you know, you've had similar stories where, you know, you've gotten into a fitness craze or, you know, like started running or something, and that you've had good results as well. So I think it's something that, and with me, it's not even that I necessarily needed to put my mind to it, because I had kind of made my mind up. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, this is what I'm going to do. So it wasn't something I had to completely focus on. But it definitely does take, there's a lot of mental in it.
Right.
Because as easy as it is to go out and run, you know, 2 miles in a morning, it's much easier to just lay in bed and not do that.
Right.
So, no, I definitely having that motivation and... Well, getting up and getting out.
And one of the things that I did when I started getting into fitness is I was like, well, what are some attributes of people that I find admirable, like, or admirable?
Yeah.
And, like, what makes them so awesome in my mind? And, like, what's so cool? Like, what do I consider athletic? Like, if I want to be athletic, what are some traits of those people? And then I dove into every single category that I'm like, this impresses me, so... I'm going to work, and I won't be as good as what, you know, I think is perfection, but right. If I'm working towards it, like, it's, I don't know.
Well, now, as someone, when I first started running, I definitely could not run for, and I remember I was very happy with running 5 minutes without stopping, and then I was very happy with running 10, and, right. You know, and now it's like, now at that point, I'm still just getting warmed up. Right. But I remember the first time where I thought, like, oh, like, there's a big change here. Was when we were filming The Blacklist, and we had kids on bikes in one of the episodes, and I had a GoPro camera, and it ran out of battery, so I duct taped my camera to a helmet, and we put it on a kid, and he biked, and he's, like, fully biking, and I'm behind him, holding his helmet straight, and I was running along with him next to the bike, and when we got done, I wasn't, like, winded, and I was fine. I thought, like, I can't believe I just ran, like, a block, holding a kid on a bike. And, you know, it was just the things like that that I noticed that it was a complete change for me. So.
I just read a quote the other day that I think is really awesome. It's, well, okay, by read, I mean I made up this quote. But I really liked the thought that was going through my brain, I guess. But it's, don't distance yourself from any distance that scares you. So, like, I mean, that's a literal sense in terms of, like, running, but it's also, like, metaphorical in anything that, like the distance to get there is intimidating, or if, like I'm so impressed with, like, someone for being so athletic, like, I shouldn't be afraid to be that person or try to work up to what I think is cool.
Well, that's a really good way to think about it. I know that from time to time... you know, Ian and I would run from... We would run during our lunch breaks, and I would say, I just want to be able to run a 5K. And I just want to be able to run a 5K, and I have no desire to do anything more. Mm-hmm. You know, and then when I went to the Quad City Marathon and saw people cross the finish line at the half marathon, I'm like, no, I want to be able to do that. You know what I mean? I want to be able to do that. And so it's... where that's adding, you know, like 10 miles to my goal.
Right.
But now, and I hope in 15, at the end of 15, I'm able to say, well, I got to run that half marathon. And right. I don't know if when I do that half marathon, if I'll think I need to do the full marathon. Because right. to me, that is insane. But, right. But again, 7 months ago, running a 5K was insane to me. Mm-hmm. And now... Yeah, I pretty much do it every weekend.
Yeah.
And,
likewise. Like, I wrote out, like, of the attributes of people that I think are awesome, one was running, and I'm like, well, a goal in my life is to be able to run a 5K. I want to do one 5K, and that'll be, like, my life goal.
Yeah.
Like, now I ran a half marathon. I'm like, oh, like, I wasn't even, like, expecting that. You know, like, that wasn't even in my sights at all.
Well, then, now, in me growing up, I was always not the athlete, and my sister was. And so my big thing this year was not only did I run a 5K, I ran a 5K with my sister and beat her by 4 minutes.
She's going to be mad that you said this.
No, I don't care. I'll I will rub that into her as much as I can. Because that was just a very exciting moment for me, uh-huh. Because I was not the athlete. I was in Cub Scouts, you know what I mean? So I wasn't out playing soccer. But
no, you can still do two both of them simultaneously.
No, I shouldn't have said that. But no, I think it's definitely, because it's definitely something that's had an impact in my life, and I think if I can get out and do that, mm-hmm. anybody can get out and do that. Especially knowing who I was, you know, 6-7 months ago, right. And knowing how I feel about things now, mm-hmm. anybody can get out and do that. So. Well, thank you, Aaron, for bringing some of those tips and pointers. We do have 3 questions that we ask all of our guests. Mm-hmm. And our first question is, what is your favorite current TV show?
Okay, well, I don't really watch TV right now. I like to busy my time doing things. But I used to be in love with Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
I really like how much conversation they were able to get within so little time and have puns and, like, feed off of each other. It was a really cool relationship that they had.
Yeah, and I've never seen it, but what I know of it was that it had really tight dialogue.
Yes.
And it was very fast-paced.
Mm-hmm.
Which, did you ever watch West Wing?
No.
West Wing has a very fast and, like, tight dialogue where they're constantly moving, mm-hmm. and... it's just really well written, and I've heard that.
What was cool with that, too, is, like, for how close it all was and, like, compact, it referenced, like, they're like, oh, here's all these different memories that I recall, and I'm able to fit into the same sentence, and, you know, like, it just, I think that's awesome.
Would that be a show worth me checking out?
Sure.
Yeah? It's not, like, a chick flick-like show?
It probably is.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see what's up.
But I also love Nova.
Okay, yeah. Now, so that's something that I do watch.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
So Nova is, that's a science-based program.
Yeah.
And it's, is it on PBS?
I don't even know.
Oh, see, I usually watch on Netflix.
Hmm.
So in the episodes I've always watched have Neil deGrasse Tyson in them. Now, does he host every episode?
No.
Oh.
Like, Nova is a channel. So
it's a channel?
Yeah.
Oh. So, I thought it was a show.
No.
See, I just have watched it on Netflix when I, like, Nova specials.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's one show that's called Brain Games,
mm-hmm.
that is awesome.
I have seen that.
And, like, tells you about all the different random things that are going on in your brain that you didn't know about.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool.
Cool, cool. Well, and that's one of the things that we haven't even mentioned. Is that Aaron has a science background, and Aaron's going to be the program director for our new spring program that's still top secret, but it's called Stealth.
Woo!
And so we're pretty excited that Aaron's on board and is helping plan out this event, but it is still top secret, and more information will be coming out about it very soon. But yeah. So, second question. If you had to start all over again and could have any job, your dream job, outside of what you're doing now, what would it be?
In high school, I wanted to be an engineer / inventor and do a lot of research. Like, that's what I wanted to do. But now I feel like, even though that's not what I ended up doing,
mm-hmm.
I feel like with my current job, I'm doing that. Like, okay. I just have a focus for
right.
it. Like, I'm doing research, and I'm inventing new processes, and randomly, like, synthesize... oh, my gosh. synthesizing, you know, random things, and but I just have like a route in which to do all those things now.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Cool, cool.
Yes.
So then our final question, if you could meet anybody, dead, alive, fictional, it can be anybody, and have dinner with them, who would you meet and what would you eat?
I'm not good with superlatives, but I love Richard Simmons.
Okay.
And I love how inspirational he is for people.
Yeah.
And how he just loves life, and he loves people, and he loves helping people get to their, like, goals. And he's all about being enthusiastic and out there and random.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool.
So what would you eat with Richard Simmons?
I think I would let him pick the dish.
Okay.
And see, I'd be interested in what he likes to eat. Like, I mean, being a, like a healthy,
yeah,
professional, I'd be curious as to what he actually eats on a daily basis.
That's an interesting way to look at it. Well, cool, cool. Well, Aaron, thank you very much for being our guest today. And thank you for the work that you're doing here in the district and the council level itself. And we look forward to talking with you soon.
Thank you.